Hello, and welcome to the 10% Gameplay Podcast, Episode 5. Two episodes in 1 week, what the hell was I thinking? We may never know. This episode is with another streamer by the name of Versidax. He's a very good streamer, super high energy. We get back into talking some more about fighting games, talking about Doki Doki, just about everything anime. Ram, you'll see. It is a wonderful episode, and I hope you enjoy it. Coming up, we will have an official anime episode this week, so pay attention for that, and I hope you enjoy. There he is!
Yay!
How you doing?
I'm sweating.
You're sweating?
Sweating. My hands are sweating a little bit today.
I know the feeling. Yes, chat is allowed to talk. Of course. We got a lovely chat. I was just telling them that we'll leave questions in the chat for the end.
Okay.
So we're just going to hang out and talk for a little bit. I have some questions prepared.
Ooh, okay.
Are you sure you're ready for this?
I'm ready as I'll ever be, man.
Should I go as hard as you as I did on Wii, or should I be a little nicer?
I think you can go whatever pace you want, man.
The hardest part for me, I just realized this when I was listening to recordings the other day, is with my ADHD, I fidget so much, like you're doing right now. On my side, it's really bad because, like, you can hear, like, I was playing with a coin last time, so you can hear, like, the taps.
Oh, right.
So my goal today is to not do that.
Oh, okay.
So, okay.
You know what? Okay.
We're just hanging out, man. This isn't anything serious. Come on.
Okay,
now.
You're right. No, of course not.
This isn't CNN over here.
Did so... you kill the... No, all right.
Why did you just jump to killing someone?
This concept is new, and my body's just like, are you excited? Are you nervous? Are you anxious? Are you excited?
So, who's that behind you there?
Oh, you're talking about the one and only Rem, the truest of waifus on this planet. I mean, there's also Amelia, but I cover her up, so, you know, because we don't need to see that.
Since when is this a titty stream?
This is... I mean... Okay, I guess that's kind of, I don't know.
All right.
It's fine.
Just keep your chair out of the way so that on the thumbnail, people can see that, and maybe we'll get, like, a ton of people here, you know?
Oh, okay, right. Here
we go. I mean, you can cover up the other one. We just want Ram. All righty. So, who is Versidax?
In a streamer sense or a real life sense?
You know, to be honest, I don't know too much about your history. So, were you born in Utah and then left and came back, or where are you from?
No, I'm originally from Brazil.
Brazil!
I born and raised in Brazil until the tender age of 6, and then I came over to good old Utah.
Wait, you came from Brazil to Utah?
Yeah, I think originally I was like, we went to Florida for a vacation, and then we went to Utah. But my memory as a young man is not that great, so.
Well, I mean, you were 6. We can't blame you too much.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I barely even remember Brazil. Well, no, I remember, there's like, I don't know. There's stuff I remember, but I don't know if it's my mind making up stuff or if it's actually there, but.
All right. Classic Versidax. You lived in Vegas, though, right?
Yeah, so I was here for 10 years. Wait, hold on. No, yeah, 10 years, and I went to Vegas for 2.5, and then I came back.
Why'd you move to Vegas?
I moved to Vegas because my family wanted a change of pace of things, and they were going to Vegas, and I was down in southern Utah at the time, and I'm like, I'll join you.
That was it?
So
you're just I'll go with you.
Well, I mean, I went to college, right, at the time, and then the original thing that... It just didn't work out because it was like out-of-state tuition. I'm like, oh, I'm going to have to be here for a year, but I'm not going to just sit around for a year. So then I got a job. And then that job ended up being a gaming job.
Hey, don't get ahead in the interview. We'll get to that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, it was a gaming job. And then I started there and I was just like, oh, I'll just do this until, you know, and then I found out about streaming. And then it's like,
Yeah, I don't know. This history is sounding kind of like some Tommy Wiseau stuff. What are you hiding? Wait,
nothing to my understanding.
So, I was saying earlier that we won't read chat questions until the end, but there is a very good question that's on the topic from Brunch Pilot. Okay. Do you still have family in Brazil?
I do indeed still have family in Brazil.
How many?
Yeah, like, side note, it's really weird. Apparently, Brazil, like, accepts my dual citizenship, but in America, I'm considered just American.
Yeah, well, a lot of countries, it's really easy to get your dual citizenship. I have a friend, I think, who's from Spain and had American citizenship, but didn't have the citizenship in Spain. And all she did was, like, send a document that says, hey, I was born in Spain. And they're like, okay, here's your citizenship. And that was it. That was it. Now she has dual citizenship.
The legal process was a little different. But anyways, yeah, like,
I mean,
because, like, there's, like, if you wanted to go to a different country, if you can, like, somehow, like, connect your heritage to, like, somebody that was born, and then they automatically just accept it. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing, like, that's what happened there, but I don't know anything. Who knows anything?
Definitely. So, how did you come about streaming?
I originally started as a Super Mario 64 speedrunner, and I was, like, the only 16-year-old kid doing it. So, and then, back then, streaming was just like, oh, cool, I can speedrun this game, and then people will watch, and that's cool. And that's all I thought of it at the time, because... Because I originally wasn't Versidax. I was known by another alias, but...
Something like Pedo Bear or something like that?
No! What? Not Pedo Bear. It was J-Bear, but I had... It was J-Bear 14412 because that was my lunch number, and I thought that was cool.
Oh, my God. Oh, classic old school name screen names. I mean, if we go even further back, I bet they get worse. I'm pretty sure in sixth grade, my email was like... Goth skater dude 47 at yahoo.com. Well, AOL. It was AOL.
Oh, AOL. Dang, you know, that wasn't.
You're too young for AOL?
I was too young for AOL.
Oh my gosh.
Maybe that was back in Brazil. Because I remember like every time people say about the startup, I remember that from Brazil. I don't remember that in the United States. So.
So, yeah. Where'd you get the name Versidax from?
Okay. I recently moved to Vegas, and a friend of mine had come to live with me, and we were hanging out, and I was coming, and I got a PS4, and we sat down, and he's just like, I don't want to go by J-Bear anymore, so what are you going to go by? And then he had like this entire like formula for how to make one, and it went along the lines of, choose every character that you like in a video game. And I was like, oh, I like Sora, I like Ventus from Kingdom Hearts, I like all this other stuff, right? And then eventually, and I also like Jak and Daxter. So like the Dax is from Jak and Daxter. And then the Versi is like a combination of Ventus with like, it was just like a combination of characters and then like we switched the letters and around until we got something that made sense. And then I'm like, oh, wait, hold on. And then Verci, and then we can have Dax as like, you know, representation of Jak and Daxter. And then we said it, Versidax. Actually, no, yeah, that's a word. That seems like a word. It's a name. It's a name. We can go with Versidax then. I'm like, yeah, I like it. Thank you. And then I just, like, it was just big, big props to my friend because he helped me through that process.
I think that was the most interesting way that anyone so far has come up with their name. I think about back in the WoW days, I did something similar to that, but not as crazy.
Okay.
So on Xbox and on WoW, I had the gamertag Crossdread. And there was this really awful freaking rock band. I think they were like Crossfade or something like that. And I just took the cross from there and I was like, Dread. And then that's how I made it. So in the chat, everyone make their own new username based off of Versidax and his friend's new profound system. And maybe we'll come up with new names. So... We'll see.
Actually, you know, now that I recall this, I remember it more. It was we take the first letter of every character that we liked, and then we came up with Versi first, because it was like Mercy, but not Versi, so it was kind of a word, and then we just added Dax at the end, because I'm like, I don't want to come up with three more words, because I couldn't come up with like three more characters that I liked, so then we just added Dax. So, I mean, that just to go a little bit more into it, but that's how it went.
I love
it. So first letter of each character, and then, I don't know, just whatever, at the end.
So you started with Mario when you were J Bear, not Pedal Bear. I mean, I apologize for that. You can see how it's a common misunderstanding.
I think, no, here's the thing though, that was like a common thing. It was just like, it sounds like you're a pedal. I'm like, I'm not though. What is going on? I don't like this name anymore.
It's just a meme, man. It's just a
It's just
meme.
me.
So, well, I mean, I get called a rabbi sometimes, so
Oh, really?
Versedex is pretty hard to meme. What do you
Right.
usually see people say when they try to make fun of your name? Or can people even do it?
I have not seen anybody make fun of my name yet. Like, I've had people say Versi and then just Dax, and then, but they don't, they came up with anything. Like, WeedX meme, you know, there's the, I think, I saw one for you, and it was like so ingenious, and I can't remember it now. It was like about coughing about and kohlrabi, and I was just like, that's actually really good, but it was like kind of an elaborated prank that I saw on like a Discord one time, and I'm like, oh, okay, that's actually pretty good, but I don't know. But, and then I don't know. I have yet to see somebody make a prank or meme my name, so
So
I
you're
mean,
saying you have the perfect name.
yes.
All right, so I'm now known as Versedex 2. Everyone in the chat, pick your number, and we're all Versedex now. So,
Clearly, no better name on the planet here.
nope, it's true. You've cracked the system. I mean, yeah, there's Weetabix, there's Wheaties, there's me being
Wheaties.
a rabbi. I mean, shoot, I used to be ex-Wolfire, so
Oh, that's why I saw that name one time. Okay.
yeah, see, I was just gonna say, Misuki in the chat says, "Wow, unrecognized," but we all know that her name is mispronounced and fumbled and ridiculed. Not ridiculed. That was a little harsh.
Oh.
Your name can be memed too. Versedex is the only one that has the perfect name.
I don't know. I just watch. It's just so easy with Wheat X meat because there's the Wheat X, and then you can add whatever you want.
Beat is
So,
meat.
Wheat X. You can even do Wheat X wheat, and you're gonna be like, hey, you know what? That works. Just add a, you know what? Add an X. I don't. Oh, you know what? That's Wheat versus that. No, actually. Oh, actually, I take it back. Completely back. My name's not perfect. I've had somebody say Versadict. So.
Versedict, there you go. See, no one is safe. And today's Saturday, so we're kind of breaking all the rules today.
That's true.
So we're letting the train get off the rails, Versedex. All right, you mentioned working in video games. So tell
Yes.
me a little bit about that history and how you got started and things like that.
Okay. Oh my gosh. Okay. Do you want me to go like super duper into it?
Hell yeah, of course.
Okay. All
This is a
right.
podcast.
Okay, no, I'll do it. So at the time, I had moved to Vegas, and then when I moved to Vegas, I was living in like just, and I think it was like a 2-bedroom, no, 3-bedroom, with my family, because we were like, you know, we moved in, we don't want to locate anywhere yet. And then I went to a workforce to see if I could find a job, because I'm like, hey, the government can help, because government does stuff. And then when I did that, I handed in a resume that I had from like a workforce interview for like younger children, because when I was in high school, I was in the student council, and then while I was in the student council, I was given like interview skills, essentially. So from that, I went to workforce and I handed in my interview. And when I handed in, or not my interview, my resume. And then when I handed in my resume, they saw that I was a video game club president, or I was a co-president. And then there's like, oh, well, let me just look up video games, because you know, this is like the top one thing, so I'm guessing this is what you're most about. I'm like, yeah, sure. And then they put it in, and then in Vegas, three, no, it was like 3 to 2 things came up. But then when they clicked one, the link wasn't working. And when they clicked the other one, it wasn't working. And then it came up as 2K Games video game tester. And they're like, wait, video game tester? That's a thing? And then they're like, yeah, it looks like it's legit. Here's the website. Here's where you go. Here's where you sign up. And hopefully you'll get a response back. So then from that, I got the response back within 4 days, because I guess they were in like about to go into crunch time. And then like they needed people fast, and I'm like, yo, I'm there. Called in, got an interview, got the second interview, I went in person, and then I got the job. And I'm like, what the flip crap snap pop rice crispy? I just got a video game job at 2K Games,
Yeah,
and then
2K nonetheless.
I didn't even know too much about 2K, but then I realized like, oh wait, they made Borderlands. Oh wait, I spent 400 hours on Borderlands. I have something that they like. Okay, so yeah. And then that's where that started. And then, so that's how I got the 2K job. essentially. And then from that job, actually, is what where came my my passion for fighting games. But I feel like that'd be more of another topic. But yeah,
we got all the topics here, man. Don't worry, right. I've dug all into right. your past. I know what happened when you were in fifth grade that one time with Susie. I know about it. So
dude,
watch out.
Susie. No,
the punches are coming, my friend.
Okay.
So what was your best experience at 2K?
How can you define the best experience? As in, like, I had the most fun, I learned the most, I was challenging myself. Like, in what sense do you mean? If I mean, I can answer it broadly or I can answer it specifically, but I don't know how to answer it broadly, so I'm asking for a specific type of question.
Okay, so did you work on more than one project, or
yes?
Yeah, so what was your favorite project to start off with?
Okay, yeah, I worked on XCOM 2, and that was probably my favorite one.
XCOM 2. So, well, let's start with this. So, I feel like when we were kids, it was always the most glorified job, right? It was like, oh, man, there's people, and all they do is they play video games, and they test them. And then we got, like, you know, 20 years old, and we realized... these people are running into a wall for 4 hours testing to make sure that it doesn't glitch. So, other than that, during work on XCOM, like, what was the best thing that happened working on that? Made you the happiest.
Okay. So, hold on. I'm trying to remember, legally speaking, if I can talk about this.
Yeah, this is a man that's been sworn to secrecy. We're trying to pull secrets out of.
Can I even talk about that?
Oh, gosh. God,
damn it. Shit. Well, I will talk about something else that it makes me enjoy video games, and then I'll let you take it from there.
Okay.
Because, speaking, that's not... So there comes a lot of theory crafting when you go into, you know, optimizing your way through a dungeon or optimizing a way through a level, right? And it's kind of like a little bit like speedrunner or Super Mario 64, where you learn all the hiccups, and we don't actually like to call them glitches in the QA department. We call them bugs. They're never glitches. They're bugs.
Yeah.
They're always bugs. They're not glitches. Don't call them glitches. Anyway, point B is that you just learn every single thing you can abuse, and then you abuse the hell out of it. And that was really fun in games.
So
not anything specifically.
So, yeah, I feel like you have a chance here to kind of bring back maybe some of the people. Because I know myself, like I said, when I was a kid, I was like, oh, that sounds like the best job ever. And then I learned that, oh, hey, you're doing the same thing for hours. So what would you say to the people to make them consider a job in video game testing if they kind of counted it out after hearing that it's not super great, you just sit and play video games all day?
I mean... I feel like the one part about QA testing that is like something you also have to consider is that it is bug reports as well. As in, like, you are writing down a report about the bug and then sending it to a developer. And you have to have like a little bit of communication skills and writing skills in the sense of effectiveness, which is like something you should already have. Don't get me wrong. I'm not asking like something dramatic here, but it's like, you have to be a little comfortable with, like, hey, maybe you were wrong more than you think you were. Because they are, at least in the... I don't know how it is for every department, but they are a little, like, harsh. Like, no, you wrote this wrong. Fix it. And I'm like, okay. And then all this other stuff. So it's kind of, like, there's other jobs where it's, like, it's not like that. And you're still working in QA with video games. But other than that... Take that aside. And it's basically, I mean, it's kind of like a job. Well, it's not a job. Okay, I just woke up wanting to go there because I was genuinely interested in wanting to continuing to abuse the game. Abusing the game was so much fun because you're like, his head's wrong. That thing doesn't work quite right. The numbers are all incorrect. And then you write it and then you send it in and you're like, oh my gosh, it's going to get fixed. And then you're like, oh, it got fixed. I wonder what else they broke now. And it's like seeing the game advance in front of your eyes. And it's like, it's not the same as like the miracle of birth or anything, but it's like, oh, that's how they thought about it. That's awesome. That's so cool. They changed this because I wrote this, and then because I wrote this, they decided to go a different approach on it. That's so cool. It's seeing the creation of something and you affecting it, and it doesn't. It's not always that way. It's not, you know, sometimes you just write bugs and write bugs and write bugs, and then you're like, oh, they're not. They're just fixing them, and there's like nothing dramatically changed. But the more stuff you find, the more stuff you kind of get rewarded in QA as well. So it's like, if you love the game or you hate the game, it's like a different approach. Because if you love the game, then you have like this area where you want to work on, like, you want to play the game, but you know you have to abuse it, but you're just really enjoying the game. But then if you hate the game, it's like you find every little thing and you just bug it. Because you're like, this game is trash. All right, bug this. And then, I don't know. I feel like it is a niche, because when I was in the process of, like, you know, becoming, because I was originally just a temp hire, and then I got into, like, full-time position. There was a lot of people that was like, this is so much work, I can't do this. And I'm like, what? This is, like, the funnest of work, and why would you not do this? So I think it is about perspective, but I would definitely say give it a shot. At the work, because typically QA companies are like, you know, there's like a hiring process of like, you temporary, we don't know if we want you, but in the sense of, you know, you want to stay, then they'll like keep you if you genuinely just enjoy the job. So there's like nothing wrong with trying it. Like it's either, you're either going to enjoy yourself or you're not, and it's pretty cut and dry. So it's like, if there was ever a time where you wanted to take a chance on something, this is probably something you'd want to take a chance on. No. I said that. This is something you want to take. Never mind. I said that correctly. We're good.
After all that, I believe you. I feel like you did a really good job, because it is kind of, even if it can be repetitive or anything like that, you know, you are helping the process. And do you feel like your input was valued? So if you're like, hey, I think we should try to do this instead of this, do you feel like people listen to you? Or do you feel like a smaller employee who doesn't have as much impact?
In regards to that, I probably would say you have less of an input on practically everything because you're not a dev, right? But if a dev agrees with you, then it's basically like you have the input, and it's pretty fantastic. Actually, I can say this because it was post the launch of the game. So in Battleborn, there was an issue with a character that when he had a buff, he wasn't getting the correct life back. And we found that out, that if a character has like a specific type of shield, then that would never occur. And we were like, oh, we should probably fix this. But then one dev was saying, actually, wait, no, I can't talk about that. Never mind. But anyways, and like, it's stuff like that that's just like, oh, see, they agree with me. They agree that it should go this way. And they're like, yeah, no, that probably makes sense. So, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's great. You did a great job of selling me on it again. So watch out. Watch out. I'm going to be sitting in the cubicle next to you. Come here soon. So what is the company that you work for currently?
That is Wildworks.
And it's based in Utah, which city, Craig?
It's based in Utah. Do you know what the game is, or do you just know the company?
I don't know anything. I'm asking you. what city is it located in?
So it's located in Salt Lake City.
Okay.
And yeah. I don't know. What else do you want to know? Like,
I don't know, man. You're sworn to secrecy. This is like level 5 security here.
Well, I mean, it's not like I can't say what, like, where I work. I work at Wildworks, which is a game dev studio that produces Animal Jam, like the kids MMO.
So is that what you were on, or are you on a different project?
No, I'm on that. Yeah.
So you get to play Animal Jam.
Yes, I would imagine I'm on that.
Oh, great. So,
actually, okay, side note. They actually worked on, like, the B-movie video game, apparently. That is what I've heard. And that's, like, the practical joke is that, like, yeah, we're that one company that worked on that B-movie game.
They worked on one of the biggest memes of, what, 2016?
I guess. I don't know. I'm part of it now. I didn't work on it.
Oh, shoot. You missed out just barely on being included in a B-movie meme. All right. Yeah. So we're gonna switch gears a little bit here. Okay. I definitely love that we spent some time on your work in the industry because I wanted to touch on that. But now we're here to talk about the man himself, good old Versidex. All right. So I feel like a lot of people will agree with me on this, but other than one or two other people, you probably have the most fucking energy I've ever seen. So I want to know, how the hell do you do it? How old are you?
I am 20.
Okay, all right. So are you a vampire sucking the life out of other people? Do you have some kind of special ring? Tell us about it.
I don't think so. Here's the weird thing is that I feel like I guess I'm just an emotional person. I don't know the best way to put it, but like my reactions are genuine. So then when I'm legitimately excited, it's because the way that I see it is that when chat talks to me in the sense of like they hype me up, it's like being around a group of friends who like are just like, oh, have you thought about this? I'm like, oh wait, no, what about this? Oh my god, no, what about this? And I'm like, you're right. Oh my goodness, I am so hyped now. And that's kind of like in the way that I see it, is that I'm legitimately excited that people are like talking to the game. Well, I don't know how to put it.
No, it totally makes sense. I feel like, So this is the example of how I see it. So if I'm streaming myself and no one's in the chat and I'm just sitting here talking to myself, my energy levels are kind of low, but the more people that chat, the more I can bounce back and forth off of them. I get leveled up more. I mean, that was fucking cheesy, but this is a gaming podcast, so whatever. I can say what I want, and that hype just builds. So I get it, but how do you have so much more than everyone else? Do you feel tired at the end of the stream, or are you just, like, superhuman?
Oh, actually, okay. When I started off playing Zelda games, at the end of each stream, I was completely exhausted. Like, I can't do that every day. And so what ended up happening was that when I started off streaming is that I started off my stream really slow. I was like, oh, I talk like this. And then actually, no, I'd get really close to the mic. So I'm going to just represent that real quick. I'd get to the close to the mic and I'd be like, hey guys. Oh, wow. Look at that. That's so cool. Wait, did I just do that? Oh my gosh. And then, but when I'm like back here, I put the mic away. And then I talk. It's just different. And then I can do that more now because I feel like my body's adjusting to it. And the way that I think about it is that, you know, when you work at I also work at Target, side note, the first 2 weeks working at Target, my legs were killing me. And also side note, I work two jobs. So Target and WildWorks, but, I was just dead at the end of the day, but then over time your body like gets used and adjusted to it. And then eventually I could just do it every day. And granted, I feel like my energy drops off the longer the stream goes. Like, for sure. I just don't think I keep it in the beginning because I'm actually in the process of editing like a highlight reel of my Doki Doki Literature Club playthrough. And in the beginning, I just have so much energy. Granted, the game is also like really like, it's like, it's exhausting. This is a game. And I actually, you know.
Don't spoil the game though. So.
I don't know. Yeah. this is a game, but you don't really. I don't know. Maybe I just have too much energy and this is my way of getting it out.
Well, we all appreciate it. And speaking of Doki Doki, I just started playing. I did not get far enough to learn anything, but that game foreshadows like a bitch. Because we all...
Dude, okay, that... I talked about this to a bunch of other people, and like that game is the most meta game of the most meta games.
Yeah, so...
Like, it's so meta that, well, actually, I shouldn't talk about that because that's spoilers. But
yeah, you can't spoil, man. I'll come through this computer and strangle you.
Okay, all right, I'm backing up.
So to keep it vague, I feel like this isn't a spoiler. Okay. People know it's a horror game, right?
Yeah.
But it doesn't start out like that.
Oh no, completely not. But in fact, I think that's the I think one of the things about the game is that it tricks you into thinking it's a dating sim.
Yeah, but it's still like if you okay, so maybe we did ruin it for some people that don't look up tags or don't know what the kind of game is. But well, actually,
no, that's not true because in the beginning of the game they say
advisory.
Like it's like disturbing images or under the age of 13 and or easily disturbed, do not play this game. So it's like, you know, something's got to be happening.
Okay, so it's not our fault. But right. Knowing that, the game still throws you little hints where you're like, what the fuck? What is going to happen?
Right.
So I love it.
Oh, wait, hold on. Okay. Well, no, we can't talk about that. Never mind. All right, yes.
We'll talk about it later, you and I. Okay. Because I feel like we're the only two people in the community really playing it, but I don't know. So maybe I'm wrong. But right. we'll talk about it.
Well, I think most people have it spoiled for them, and that's what I heard is that I've had it spoiled for me, so therefore I'm not going to play it.
Oh, yeah. It makes sense. I'm trying to stay as pure as possible.
Yeah, dude, I was pure AF, bro.
There you go. You were in it on the ground level. You already finished before anyone even knew what was going on. And that is only a talent when it comes to video games.
What can I say? Oh, yeah.
Did you just really realize what I said, like, after you already responded?
Yes, I do that a lot. Don't blame me.
Oh, my gosh. Anyways, so speaking of the games that you stream, this might be just an opinion that I hold, but I feel like you stream a lot of more unique games and games that other people don't stream as often. I don't know if I've ever seen you stream any of the huge games. Like, you're not out there streaming PUBG. You're not out there streaming things like that. And I feel like that's also another thing that makes you a great streamer is if anyone wants to learn a new game or be like, what the fuck is this? Your channel's a great place. So what are some underrated games that are out right now that you wish more people would play?
Oh, geez. Underrated games out right now, as in like the games that are out or games that came out like 2017.
What it doesn't whenever they came out, just you know, underrated games. Because I mean, I've seen you stream Black Desert, which I feel like isn't hugely popular. I mean, Doki Doki is kind of niche popular, but it's not like the big games, you know.
Right.
That fighting game. What was that fighting game that you were playing?
Oh, Blaze Blue?
Yeah, Blaze Blue is also really niche in the fighting game community. Like, usually people that know Guilty Gear know Blaze Blue, but that's, like, about it.
Right, yeah. Underrated games. Oh, jeez. Okay, this is... Trackmania is a racing game that I genuinely really enjoy. I don't play it that often just because there's like so many other games that I want to play, but it's like a good racing game for the sake of being fun. And it's kind of niche as well because it's a racing game and the racing community and the gaming community is like the niche of the niche because it just doesn't happen that often. Cause I started off playing Grid 2 and then I went to Trackmania and then I'm like, wow, these are both good games. They're racing games. And, like, you know, granted, I probably wouldn't play them under normal circumstances. But I was just like, wow, I genuinely enjoy playing this game because I also played with friends. And I probably, that's what makes and breaks games for me sometimes is that if I play by myself, sometimes I just don't enjoy the experience as much as if I play it with a friend. But then, like, when you play it with a friend, the experience is, like, fourfold. It's, like, insane. And I don't know if it's the friends or if it's just having somebody being there, but there's definitely something there that makes it so that when it's with friends, it's fantastic. Granted, and I'm not saying Trackmania Nation isn't a fun game by yourself, because I still have fun with that game by myself, because this also speaks to like the speedrunner side of me, because that game is really about how fast can you do it, right? And I mean, every racing game's about that, but it's like, it has a leaderboard of like 100 plus people, and this is where they placed. And then I would always go into a different server in that, and I try to get the top 50 every time. And then I did that for like 2 hours. And I'm like, this is so much fun. Oh my goodness. Cause then you like, you get the adrenaline of seeing your name up there and you're like, woo! But anyways.
I get it. shoot.
That's just Trackmania. I don't know. I don't want to ramble on too long, but
don't worry. It's great to ramble more than to not talk enough. Right. So, there was something we were talking about before. I mean, we calls you out and says that you've streamed PUBG before. So what are some of the big games you do like streaming? PUBG, okay. Overwatch, League of Legends. I feel like CSGO is still pretty big. What are some of those you've streamed before that you really like?
I don't know if they're big, and I only streamed them because I was mainly testing it out and just seeing how like the small community that I had responded to it. And it was PUBG, Overwatch, and League of Legends. And those are like the three big games that I played. But I didn't necessarily, it's not that I didn't enjoy streaming them, but it's like I'd rather spend my time not doing this. Sure, I could have fun playing League, and I might have really funny moments, but I'd rather do it with something else, at least for me personally, anyways. And I think that's where I mainly lie. And because like Smash Bros is like a game that I'll just play anytime, any day, just because I've invested so much into it, along with Blaze Blue, because I've just invested so much time into it. Like frame data, knowing mechanics, matchup experience. It's like I'm all about that for fighting games. And I think I might switch into FighterZ, which is coming out like the 25th of this month or sometime soon. But yeah, I the big games, Overwatch, League, and PUBG, and maybe Rainbow Six Siege, but I don't know how big that game is.
I feel like it's somewhere in the top 20 at least, so
Right, yeah.
it's in there. I don't know how long it'll stay around, but it's surprising from when the game first released to how it is now, and it's still trucking because there was a lot of problems when it released.
I think they still have like competitive play as in beta, so.
Some games take longer than others. I remember what I was going to ask you. So you talked about how playing games with friends can make it better. So I'm going to ask you a depressing question right now. How do you find friends to play games with online? I'm out
I
here
was.
in the Discord. Hey, is anyone want to play some games? And then crickets.
Okay. The way that I went about making friends. Oh, jeez. Oh, this is.
I'm broken.
I don't know. Okay, actually, I have an idea or a theory, anyways. And so I'll just express that. And MMOs, I don't reach out to people in MMOs, but somehow, some way, I eventually get reached out to because I the way I interact with them, I guess they just genuinely enjoy. And that's how I kind of, just like how it kind of happens. Like, hey, people enjoy being around me. Cool. And I don't know if it's like a talent I have, or I don't know if it's something that maybe I'm narcissistic about, but it's never been too difficult for me to find friends because I've always been told as well that it's you can be friends with anybody. And I'm like, cool. Wait, is that a good thing? I feel like that's a bad thing. Maybe that's a bad thing. No, it's a good thing. But in terms of video games, friends, it's I. It's more about the friends that I have reach out to other friends, and then I become friends with them, and then from there they reach out to new friends, and that's how I've gone about it. So I guess that's probably a better way to put it, is just like networking with your friends to other friends to other friends, and then just continuing that network.
Steal your friends. Steal your
Yeah, steal your
friends. Steal
friends'
your friends'
friends, and then
friends. I
that would be
got
it.
it. Good. Okay.
And I mean, yeah, and then I also connect people with like. Because there's like the real life friends that like I've had through high school, and then there's also the other friends that I've met through video games, and like both of them, I don't know, I don't know. This is a horrible question. I'm answering this
I
horribly.
got you. I just have to throw you off one at least once or twice. So we're at the point where we ask the chat some questions. So if you guys have any questions for your boy Versadax, throw them in the chat. So Chicago Royal. What is this I'm hearing about Kohai? Is that how
Oh
I
my
say
God. Hold on, I didn't see him. The Chicago Royal is in chat.
it?
Okay, well, okay. Anyways, Chicago Royal is when I was working at 2K Games, I was the youngest in the company. Like I'm 18 and I'm working on games with a bunch of like 24 and plus people. Well, I think there was somebody else that was 19, but anyways, and then so they were into anime and they kind of just like when I made references, they kind of got them, and then like we bonded in that sense. And then eventually, you know, there's like, oh, I'm a senior QA tester. So then I called them senpai. And then they would call me Kohai in response.
Oh, gosh.
But then eventually everybody just kind of called me Kohai. So it was, and then Kohai is like an underclassman, right? In the Japanese culture. But so I was just known as the underclassman. And then I even have a hat. Oh, my gosh. Do you want me to, can I grab the hat real quick?
Of course.
Is that a thing I can do? Okay. I have a hat that somebody, I can't remember if it was giving it to me or if I ended up buying it, but I have a hat that says Kohai on it. Give me just like 20, like 10 seconds. It'll be really
20, quick. 10 seconds. You got it. All right. This is a perfect moment for more people other than Saiku to put questions in the chat.
So I have this hat, right? And it says Kohai on it.
There you go. That's official.
Dude, it's official. It's like the most official. I wore this thing like every day to work too.
I love it. I'm just kidding, Saiku. I'm kidding. Saiku wants to know, what headphones do you have?
Oh shoot.
He has to look at them.
I just looked on the side of my headphones. They're the JVC stereo headphones.
JVC, it's a, you know, classic brand.
Oh, is it? I don't know. My friend had it. My IRL friend has this. And then I just bought the upgraded version that he has, and then he eventually upgraded too. So I just got this headphone because it was nice built, because these things are like metal on the ends instead of like plastic, how most are. And I was just like, oh, that's pretty convenient. So I got them.
There you go. You heard it here first. People want to know, how tall are you and where can they buy a hat like that?
Okay, I am 5'9", 5'10". So, I don't know if that's tall, but I think that's short. And then I got this at a convention in Vegas. So, convention in Vegas. I think it was either Sabacon or Otakon Vegas that I got this hat from. So,
yeah, there was actually a booth at Salt Lake Comic Con that sold hats like that.
Oh, was there?
Okay. I feel like they were more flashy at that booth. Like, you know, those like metal plated ones that are like that, that are shiny.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know what you're talking about. It's like glossy finish on them.
Yeah, I feel like you could go to a place like that, though, and ask for one like you have. So go to a convention is what we're hearing.
Conventions are great.
So Saiku also asked, why REM? Why does everyone love REM?
Should I like explain my personal experience and why I love REM, or should I just like go full weeb mode and just say I love REM because I love REM?
You can do whatever you want, man. Like I said, this is not CNN.
Okay, so in the anime, I'm not going to spoil too much because I'm just going to spoil, I guess I am spoiling the character, but that's just to explain my personal experience with her. Watch ReZero, it's cheesy, but it's great. And it's cheesy in the sense of it's been done before. But it was my first time with the experience with the anime. But anime avids would be just like, this has been done before. Look, he even has the stereotypical style of clothing. Anyways. But REM is the character that, something that I felt like I lacked in life was just unconditional love. In the sense of, it doesn't matter because I love you. And I'm like, shit. That's possible. And it was kind of like my first introduction to it in the sense of romanticism. Because I've seen, like, you know, parental love and other stuff like that. But, because the character talks about how, like, I've done this, I've done that, I'm a horrible person, I don't know anything. And she's like, it's okay. Because I love you. And I love every fault of yours. And I'm just like, that's like a weird concept to me. And then after, like, this character spills out everything that he's done, she just points out everything that she loves about him. And then, like, it just touched me on a genuine level. I'm just like, oh my god. Can I have a wife like that?
Waifu!
So that's why I love REM. I'm just like, I need a wife like REM. Not like, I don't need them to look blue-haired, kind of short, made dresses. Like, I just like that because it just goes with the character, but the idea of her is what got me to like her so much. And what she expressed to the character is what got me to like her so much. So, yeah, there's that.
Take that, chat. All right. If you... So, Hexor77, If you yes. were in anime, oh, in any anime, what would it be?
If I was in anime, wait.
If you were inside of an anime, what would it be?
What would it be?
Your choice. Dealer's choice.
Dealer's choice? Okay. Okay, you're talking to somebody that's seen like 300 plus animes and all of a sudden you're telling me to pick one. I can't.
Well, I mean, you could cheat and say freaking just be inside of Ready Player One or whatever and then you have access to all of them. Or it would Sword Art Online work too? I didn't watch enough.
I was actually thinking that. I'm like, well, if the technological advances of Sword Art Online would be something that I could also experience as it's happening, then Sword Art Online for that, not necessarily to play SAO or Gale Gun Online, but to be there with that technology. I guess I would say SAO in that sense.
See, we outsmart the questions here. So I hate to ask... Oh, wait, no, we got another one before this. What is the hardest part of your life so far? Asked by KillerK47.
The hardest part of my life so far has definitely been balancing. I work two jobs. That's 12 hours a day. And I want to stream. And now I really want to get into YouTube. And I've kind of like had to like pick and choose my losses in the sense of... Like, if I explained this to somebody earlier because I was just like frustrated with it myself, and it was that if somebody were to ask me, would you be able to hang out this weekend, this week specifically, unless it's to further pursue my advances in learning how to edit, upgrading my stream, I would have to say no. I'm not, this weekend is not for like. I'm not going on a date. I am not going to just hang out. I am focusing on this, and that's like the loss that I've had to take. Like, you know how they're like, it's like sleep, school, and social life? Well, like for me, it's like sleep, school, YouTube, Twitch streaming, and then social life, and then, you know, and the 12 hours of that is already taken up, and the average human stays awake for like, what, 18, maybe like 20? No, wait, not 18. Hold on. And I think it is 18. So then, like, 12 hours gone. And then I spend, like, 30 minutes eating. And then I just go to the next job. And then I come home, and I'm like, nothing I'm doing is, like, just to relax. It's, like, streaming, YouTube, or networking even with other people. So.
It's definitely it's hard.
I can't balance very well, and I've had to, like, take a bunch of losses already. And yeah, and I think I saw somebody in chat say it, so then I'll say it. I was also like dating somebody at a time, and then I feel like right now if I were to date somebody, I'd be like, yeah, no, I can't date. So
ain't got time for that
unless they were like with it to help me, but then that's already such a commitment in a new relationship that anyways. Yeah.
No, I get it. So, we're being torn apart for you picking Sword Art Online. I just want to defend you and say, when you ask a question about what world you want to be in, most people think with their heart, and they're like, oh man, I love this anime, so I want to be in this world. But you got to think of the world, people. Is the world good?
Yeah, like, who would say, oh yeah, I want to be in the Tokyo Ghoul world? I'm like, excuse me, do you want to die in, like, 3 seconds?
Yeah, so if the world has crazy technology where I can create new worlds, I'm there.
Actually, you know what? The ending of Sword Art Online, I think even the first one, was that the creation of new worlds can be created with the technology by the seed that the developer of SAO created. So, bam.
No, I get it. And, I mean, Angel Beats is amazing. It's a great anime. But as far as I remember, everybody dead. If you're in Angel Beats world, you dead.
And on top of that, the main character is only there by accident. So.
Yeah. All right. So I don't want to ask this question. But okay. Wheat X Meat says, when are you ever going to take the leap of friendship and show me your Versi dick?
Oh, that one. I love this question. one. Dude, we had a weekend. I gave you the chances, and you're the one that backed off, man. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, you heard it here first.
I don't know if it's just an ongoing joke, but I thought, no, I'm just going to keep it there. It's an ongoing joke.
We're just going to end that there.
One of these days.
We're going to keep the secrecy alive.
Yeah.
All right. So Chicago Royal asks, will you ever play or stream the new Dissidia?
I'm interested in it. I am definitely interested in it. I know that there was a beta, but in that time I was actually hanging out with new friends and I really like, I'm just trying to like, hey, what kind of people are these? It's like the learning curve of new friends from my coworkers. And because side note, half the reason why I played Doki Doki was because they recommended it to me. And then because they recommended it to me, I'm like, whoa, this is cool. And then I saw them play Dissidia, and I'm like, this looks amazing. Is this like a different universe? I have never known about Dissidia before. And so I'm like, I want to check out Dissidia. So, yeah.
There you go. Giving the people what they want. that's the Versidax motto.
Yeah, because I feel like, it's an anime game, niche. I'm probably going to play it anyway.
He's there. So. So speaking of games coming up, things like that, streaming.
Yes.
Where and when can people find you next? Because I know, you know, your schedule's hectic. What is your stream schedule like now? What are you playing and when can we see you?
Okay, so definitely weekends are like my thing now, because what I've kind of decided now with the way I'm going to try to balance this, and it's probably going to be like a month process and I'll change it. But I thought this through pretty well and I think I'm going to work on this, is that weekends I'll stream. And then weekdays, I just spend my time editing. But if I ever finish early, then I'm going to stream on the days after that. So it'd probably be like Saturday, Sunday I stream. And then I might maybe stream on like Thursday through Friday and to the week, because I finish my editing by Monday and Wednesday. Or, you know, but I'm giving myself like 5 days to edit, because I just come home and just edit. And I've been staying up until like 1, which is like horrible, because I like go to work at 7. So then I wake up at 6 and I'm getting like 5 hours of sleep. But I don't know, man. You gotta do what you gotta do. I want to be successful, and I'm okay with losing sleep over it.
It's hard out here for a hustler, right?
Yeah, man.
All right. let's go ahead and let's get some freaking links in here. So you can go ahead and drop where people can find you. Your Twitch link, your Twitter link, whatever else. And is there anything, any shout outs or anything you wanted to say before we go ahead and end here today?
Jeez.
The floor is yours.
The floor is mine? Okay. I don't know, man. Shout out to Fighting Games, because they're fantastic.
So.
Shout out to Wheat X Meat, because I support that man. Shout out to my friend who does my artwork for my channel. He's done all my emotes so far, and we're getting new emotes soon. So shout out to him. He's known as Foxnex. I don't think he has like a social media site, because he's just my friend, and he I just enjoyed the way he draws. But what else?
What would you say to the world right now? Now it is CNN. The whole world's watching. What do you have to say?
Okay. I need to like think this through. I should have a process where I sit this down. I go through like 100 different things I could say, and then I'm like, best one, which is Rem is best waifu. I'll end it on that.
All right, there we go. You heard it here. That's the end of the podcast. Are you streaming today?
I am going to stream today, yeah.
What time?
It's going to be from 6 to 10 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. It'll probably be later because it's Saturday, but 6 to 10 guaranteed, probably go longer.
So what the heck are you doing until 6? Oh, you're going to Orem.
Yeah, I'm going to pick up some equipment. I'm probably going to go eat and stuff like that.
And you're going to bring us all burritos.
Yeah, I'll bring everybody in chat, which is, I don't know how many people. You sure, bring them all burritos. Come on over and we'll have a virtual burrito with Versidax.
There you go, burritos with Versidax. Too bad that doesn't rhyme. So we were on the topic of it for real quick, so I just want to say our last episode was about fighting games. Yes.
I was actually really upset that I missed out on that, by the way, because I was like there when it was happening, but I'm like, I missed like 80% of this, god damn it.
Yeah, you should check out Ronin24, everyone, and then, I don't know, we should get some good freaking fighting game stuff going on. I suck at fighting games, but we should kind of try to merge those communities and get some good crap going here.
Wait, communities?
Like, yeah, like, I mean, you're talking about fighting games, and, you know, you're talking about Blaze Blue, some good ones. We talked about Guilty Gear last episode. I feel like Ronin 24, us, Jake Sasquatch. We need to get some freaking matches going or something.
Oh, we talking about some matches. Okay.
let's see. Let's community versus community. Let's see.
If community we can, versus community.
Let's bring the house down. Blood in the streets.
Oh, that'd be good. I'd be ready for that.
All right, guys, you heard it here. Versadax will be live at 6 p.m. I just want to thank you so much for talking with me. It was a great episode, just like I imagined. The VOD will be live tonight, most likely, and the audio version I'll have as soon as I can, because I just, whatever, man. Just do what I can.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
I was going to say something, but then never mind. You do your thing, man.
Don't say it. We're done. Come on, man. This is the outro.
No, yeah. I'll ask you later.
All right. No, go ahead. Go ahead. Say it.
Oh, no. Oh, geez. I was going to ask, and when you edit audio stuff like that, do you take out, which parts do you like mainly take out, if you take out anything?
I leave all the embarrassing parts. So every part you messed up, it's in there.
Okay, cool.
All right. I will talk to you later. I'll try to stop by your stream. Everyone, sweet, hang out with Versadax. Everyone that asks questions and in the chat, love you all. And I hope you have a great day. And this is the end. See ya, Versadax.
See ya.
Bye-bye.